We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
I'm Kevin Kadek, head of content at CHGO.
I'm Jake Flanagan, GM.
This is CHGO Tavern Style. Today's topic is, should Bears fans chant Green Bay sucks? First off, though, CHGO Tavern Style is presented by Salerno's Pizza. Head over to the Grand Avenue location and call 312-666-3444 to make a reservation today. Mention CHGO and get 50% off your pizza. All right, Jake. Should Bears fans chant Green Bay sucks? And I ask you this question. You are in the seat right now because you were in the bleachers, the left field bleachers at Wrigley Field, when Greg Bragg started a rousing rendition of Green Bay sucks, which then went viral on the old Twitter machine. And a whole bunch of Packers fans and a lot more Bears fans than I would think said, you shouldn't chant Green Bay sucks because they've owned us for three decades now.
That is true. Should saying Green Bay sucks or chanting that be allowed? Absolutely. If you're a Bears fan, should you chant along when you hear it? Yes. Have I ever let an opportunity to chant Green Bay sucks pass me by when it's happening in the moment? No, I've always said it, but I will say this. There are moments where maybe I haven't felt quite as, you know, proud or enthusiastic to say, you know, Green Bay sucks in the way I probably need to.
Now, this is where you and I differ, Jake,
okay,
because I experience no self-conscious when I'm chanting Green Bay sucks because Green Bay sucks. Yeah. Two things can be true. Green Bay can suck, and Green Bay can have owned the Bears for 30 years. And oftentimes I feel as a Bears fan, the only recourse I have is to yell Green Bay sucks.
That's true. And Green Bay can suck because Green Bay sucks, and Green Bay can suck because they just beat the Bears, which is true. It's
correct.
Green Bay sucks because they just made me feel like shit. That's true, right?
That's CHGO Tavern Style. No.
That's it. All right.
That's absolutely, like, I understand what they're saying. Yeah. I don't understand, like, why Bears fans feel like, I understand it's a one-sided rivalry, and having attended the fine University of Wisconsin, I have a lot of Packer fans friends. I'm not proud of it.
Yeah.
And they always say, oh, well, you know, the Vikings are a bigger rival of ours. And now they probably say that the Lions are a bigger rival.
Sure.
But, I mean, I don't know. I just kind of feel like it's the same thing as, like, Detroit sucks. We chanted Detroit sucks year after year after the Red Wings were, you know, kicking the Blackhawks' ass. And whatever, we did it. And finally, things came around, and Detroit did suck in both senses of the term.
And I love Braggs, but he'll be the first to admit, he's not the person who created the Green Bay sucks chant.
No.
And it is kind of a rite of passage and somewhat of a tradition when you go to a Bears game, when you're walking under the tunnel,
right,
that it's chanted before a game and after a game. And almost it does not have to be exclusively when they play the Packers. It's usually when they don't, right?
Right.
I went to a Vikings game. The Bears lost to the Vikings. It was chanted at that game. We went to a Lions game this year where the Bears beat the Lions, and it was chanted at that game. It made no sense, but it's just what happens.
Packers fans should wear it as a badge of honor because we remember, like, what was the, one of the top-selling T-shirts at Fenway Park probably still is. Yankees suck.
Yeah.
And everyone was chanting Yankees suck when they were just, owning Major League Baseball in the late
26 90s. World Series titles, right?
Yeah. Whatever. So, I mean, they should wear it as a point of pride, I think. Hey, stop by Cerno's on Tap, located at 1201 West Grand Avenue in Chicago's West Town, and enjoy their tavern-style pizza and ice-cold beers. Whether you're headed to the game, want to watch it live on their big screen, or you're watching it from home, they have you covered. Go to salernospizza.com or call 312-666-3444. Again, mention CHGO, half off your pizza. Can't go wrong with that.
And I did that. Took the family to see the river being dyed green, St. Patrick's Day.
There you go.
And then we went to Salerno's and had pizza. And my wife and I had a few drinks. The kids had milk.
Full-price drinks.
I enjoyed it. That's fine.
Yeah. Pizza, you get half off your pizza. That's
exactly.
Great.
No, great place whether you're dining in or ordering for carryout or delivery. But let me tell you this. Bachelor party, Las Vegas, 2011. The Bears have come off winning to advance to the NFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. And then B.J. Raji happens after Jay Cutler gets knocked out of that game. And the Bears lose. Don't make it to the Super Bowl, right? Green Bay sucked that day. They ruined my bachelor party. And you pointed this out before. The Bears haven't won a playoff game. The Bears haven't won a playoff game since the week before that game in 2011.
The Bears suck, but in a different way.
Here's the thing. I don't hate that chant. I don't hate all that. I dislike it because I want to chant it with utter domination of the Green Bay Packers. And it's coming.
You would be chanting it either way. If the Bears record was 50-18 against the Packers in the last 68 games or vice versa.
True.
That's just like what makes up a good rivalry. And, and look, like, Braggs is still making fun of me because I think it was that December 4th game in 2022, and he wanted the Bears to lose because he was all going in for the first pick, and he got mad at me because I was so upset that they weren't going to beat Aaron Rodgers in what turned out to be his last game as a Packer against the Bears. And I'll tell you what, there's still a small part of me that would have probably traded a Packers win that day for that shot. And now, obviously, everything that's happened since, I wouldn't trade that, but I really wanted that victory.
Yeah, I understand. I get that. It's a very
yeah.
It does weird things with your mind. The Bears Packers rivalry. It will do that.
So I will say this: should you have been chanting it at a Cubs game at the beginning of May with the Brewers in town? At least you had a news peg there.
I believe Bragg's chanted a few times. I was there for one of them. I don't know if I was there for the second chant, but I'll say this: when the Cubs are losing to the Brewers, I don't think that's a time to say Green Bay sucks, because in some ways you're doubling down on Chicago teams not beating Wisconsin teams.
You're not even throwing the Bucks and Bulls in there.
Well, right. Yeah, exactly. Which we don't even need to go there. We know how well the Bucks have retooled, rebuilt their whole roster, and how poorly the Bulls have performed. It hasn't been great.
But that's not even Green Bay. That's Milwaukee.
Yeah,
Green Bay sucks. Green Bay, the town, sucks. They don't have a Major League Baseball team. No. I would love for all the Green Bay fans to go chant Chicago sucks. You're not going to hear it because Chicago doesn't suck.
Right.
Green Bay does suck. What are you going to do? Pull your tractor down the one road they have? Like, I'm good.
I was going to get there. I'm glad you did.
One of my hot takes is that Lambeau Field is a little overrated. Now, as it is, like before, when it was just kind of like this old, like, ode to industry, 1940s, 1950s, Wisconsin. Great. Now that they've kind of made it this like weird Megatron with all these weird upper decks.
Museum.
Kind of sucks.
Was there before a few times in the press box. I'll say this. Their food was great. Cheese curds, amazing. People were fine. They were fine. But you know what? The people can be fine. The Packers can take the Bears down year after year, but Green Bay
Packers
still
fans suck. Packer fans suck.
Oh, some of them do.
All of them do.
Most of them do.
The reason that they suck is because they like think that the success of their team makes them better football fans or like more intelligent football fans, and most certainly does not.
But they are owners. They own.
That's true.
But they don't really.
Like, very smart buying $375 piece. I don't know how much it costs.
Yeah, something
$400, like, you know, worth of worthless paper.
Toilet all right. paper.
That's been CHEO Tavern Style. Jake Flanagan, Kevin Kadick, Sean Anderson behind the board. We'll see you next time.
Bear down.
We all silly like the mayor.